All right, this is board time on Wednesday, the 12th of March.
It's absolutely true. It's the operatic view of things, you know. It's like Star Wars, where the trilogy, where the second one was really dark and foreboding, and you know. But you end up, you know, on the first and the third. So
we got to see Don Wiesman.
Where?
There.
Oh, at the board, at the helm meeting.
It was
good.
At the board. And
excellent.
We had a chance to talk to them briefly.
Meeting. Good. I'm glad.
And Dr. Melnick did an outstanding presentation of a real good outline.
It doesn't surprise
what
me.
What kind of tie was he wearing?
So,
I don't remember.
Did they talk about integration and where integration is at? Like the mental health, substance abuse integration? Because we're still
Melnick,
fighting
no,
that.
Dr. Melnick was showing them our plan.
Good.
It wasn't the state's plan.
Because the house, the state house is still fighting with us over it.
Vanessa partnered up with Dr. Melnick.
Good.
And they did a good team, and they really covered the
AACH
very
yeah.
well.
Good.
In that local leadership, and yeah, they did very well.
Our danger in
local control.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, is that the state house, their proposal that is currently what is, you know, we're fighting it, but it's an uphill climb right now, is within 6 years, both the funding and the control would go to the state, and we would be creating this wonderful organization that in 2020 the state can choose not to contract with. They can contract with
well,
whoever they want,
that's
which is really frustrating.
From all along, is that we'd build it and build it and build it, and then bring a person that's around and say, oh, by the way, you're on your own now.
Yeah, and that's what, that's basically,
then,
that's the danger.
And then the other thing that surprised me is that we are in a regional thing with Oregon.
With Oregon.
Well, they're looking at the, what is it, the CEO, the OCC thing, the community something organization. Anyway, they're looking at some of the models there, not to do exactly the same thing. But similar. They're
okay.
Actually,
is it the Accountable
way
Community Health Organization or something like that?
But
no.
The ACH wouldn't include Oregon.
No, it wouldn't. They're just thinking that some of the structure there could potentially work. But really, the way that Vanessa and Dr. Melnick are leading on this thing, we are very much looking like a good model to follow, better than anybody else.
She's setting up Obamacare forms what we're doing.
Well,
they actually said we're setting up affordable health care. The same as what Oregon tried to do, and that's what they said. They, and I forget how they said it, that they had some bumps over here because of the people, how they signed up and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a catch-all for what
falls
off the edges of.
From the choices that we have, this is the best
choices that we have.
They're
telling us
together.
That we have, and we provide health care for everybody.
But was the, so how did John, how did, you know, Secretary Wiesman react to that? Because I haven't talked with him about
they
it, but.
They just listened.
Okay.
They just listened.
Because
they
John should know better.
They
John
they
seems like he should be a supporter of maintaining that local, that regional model that fits best here. But the proposal, well, I guess it didn't come from him and Secretary, Department of Health. It came from the Healthcare Authority and DSHS. Are the ones that are promoting this whole state down thing.
Body language, he was amazed at how far along we were.
Good.
In the
study. That's very positive.
Yeah.
But it was good, and we had a chance to thank him for coming down here.
Cool.
And told him our concern with the state bouncing their budget on the backs of health care.
Good.
And said that our needs were greater than our revenues.
Cool.
So
he still considers us family.
And we covered everything from neighborhood health programs to neighborhood health or safety programs to my jacket right here.
It's warm in here.
We have
warm. Yeah, once
safety
you get the
programs
in here,
to even include
like
control of the speed limit in healthcare.
Interesting.
That's surprising.
Nice.
And lead, the new lead presentation that they did. Very, very concerned about that. They cut it in half. And I didn't want to ask him how stupid it was. So why are we doing this, and what are we, why are we doing it? What's the purpose of eliminate lead 100%?
When I mean, you know, lead poisoning, right? I mean, that's a serious
that
health impact.
That's what causes autism, and autism is the one that's peaking. Autism is the one that's peaking. It used to be 1 in 1,000. I think it's
understood.
1 in 100 now.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out why they're doing lead.
Well,
we can get information
from lead.
It's not a dumb question. I mean, we should be able to get information about what are the health impacts associated with lead poisoning,
yeah.
right?
And
well,
And what level of lead exposure is necessary for that?
They were talking about the amount of lead in the soil.
Yeah, I'm moving it to the top of the agenda. I just want to get
interesting.
And I don't know what that is. But they're down to
mercury.
5 micrograms.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't really talk about any of the consequences or the significance of the different thresholds. They just keep bumping it down.
Well,
and lead poisoning is a pretty serious thing, but that definition,
but only,
that's the question.
Just comes down to
and there's only 7 really counties small. In compliance.
Interesting. Well, and that's the thing that they forget as professionals, that not everybody lives in the world they do. It's like us speaking in acronyms or something and then just expecting that everybody knows what they all mean. It's like they need to, you know, explain, all right, why? What is the reason behind going down to these levels? Yeah.
Okay, we'll get back on the schedule now.
This is more time.
Oh, we've been recording.
Yeah, we're bringing up the good stuff that we all learned here.
Yeah, well, that's all good public info.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just...
What that is, it's a mandate to notify the local health department.
Got it.
Within 2 days.
Or before
within
we got
2 days.
Trouble.
Wow.
Or before we
if
got in trouble.
If they're above this tiny new threshold.
When it was at 10.
5 micrograms.
Okay, jump into this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to modify the agenda just a tad bit because Chris is here. Item 1.5. We talked about this in executive session. I just want to have this validated in an open public session that that the board has decided. To continue letting the county administrator make pay adjustments for equity and for special circumstances, and that if we have an extraordinary achievement that might be worthy of a bonus or a pay adjustment, that kind of action comes to the board.
We're good with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got okay. It. All right. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Then up to 1.1.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah. You good to go? Okay. Thank you.
I just was waiting for a question.
Go.
Oh, Chris, before Friday, I want to talk to you. I might be able to save you a trip up to Collins County.
Yeah, we should talk.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of time.
Axel's like, why would you want that?
Well, I'm glad to go to Collins County. But
well, you got, thank you for that. You got so much on your plate.
I'm glad to talk to you.
I sent a note to Chris Jackson to have him turn the temperature down in here.
You noticed.
Yeah. No, I can't handle the heat. Okay, item 1.1, Souter.
Quick update. I reached Tim Souter this morning.
And he is the son of the fallen officer, correct?
Son of the fallen officer. He is out of town in San Diego at the moment. We'll be back late Sunday. He and I said, let's get together this coming week. I said, if your mother would like to come, of course she's welcome. And so he thought the two of them. She would like to come. So
she's the one who always comes to the memorial ceremony because I've seen her a few times at the memorial that we do every year.
Right.
In the courtyard.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know Jim Gaines' widow comes to that, and Jim Gaines' widow left a note for Brad Crawford at that site when he was killed.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we will be trying to toss around some ideas. I did speak with the sheriff about it on Saturday, and because it Public Works has signed off on it, Mark has signed off on it. The sheriff wonders whether we could do something on Law Enforcement Memorial Day. He suggested
that's a great idea.
Because the anniversary of his death is November 18th, 1976. On November 18th, such a great time of year to do an outside sort of naming ceremony, but I'll be kicking around those ideas with Tim and his mother next week.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And is the sheriff still taking the lead on this?
I think we're taking the lead on it so far.
I thought we talked about turning this over to the
you
sheriff.
You did, but
and we were going to do it with Public Works.
The sheriff.
I will do as much meshing as possible.
Yeah, they'll be involved to the degree that we can convince them to be involved.
Yeah, I don't want to do something and have them come back to us, not the way we would have done it. It's their people.
Right.
Right. And we would like to do it with the county facilities.
Right.
I plan to do this with the sheriff, not just, no, I don't want to do it all by myself. No,
I was hoping they'd do it all by themselves, actually.
Well.
I'm sure you'll do it just fine. You're working with the family and you're working with the sheriff.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. And thanks to, yeah, to Public Works for their...
At all bases.
That's great.
And the sheriff is out of town at the moment, or out of the office. He'll be out of town tomorrow, so I'm trying to reach him as well.
Okay.
Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks.
Next item. Holly's here for that, too. Just it's typical after an event to do a semi-formal or formal after-action review, a debrief, just to capture thoughts for the next iteration. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Madore, you'll be the chair next year. Way too early to start thinking about specifics, but certainly we would appreciate...
Have you decided already? I don't know. He's got to be nice to you for the rest of the year.
I don't know if we'll vote for him or not.
I don't know. We'll see how... You got to keep him on edge a little bit.
I know that. You know, promises there.
So, but if you have input for the PIO office that that you'd like to share, we'd certainly like to get it down on paper for next year.
There was one, a couple. We had a tough time getting my speech the way I wanted it. Three times or two times, and we kept removing part of my speech. Thank goodness I brought my original speech with me, which was pretty close to the same. The other thing that we had difficulty with was last-minute changes. And one of the most notable was the recognition of Susan. After I said thank you all, and half the people got up and started to leave. And then when we called her back up, then half of them sat down, the other half kept leaving.
Yeah.
So that would have to be done before the end of the speech, because the end of the speech is supposed to be the end of the program.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what they all thought.
No, you're right.
Absolutely right.
That's a good observation. I noticed that too. And right.
Yeah, we were standing up front and saw the kind of the exodus of some people trying to beat the traffic. And for you especially, because you're great with the technology and the audiovisual side of it, it's one of the things that I saw in the State of the City today that I see it and I'm like, gosh, we need to be doing something like that. And it would fit really well for you. I think, and what you would probably want to do is integrate more audiovisual into what you're doing. It's something that Mayor Leavitt did today that it's nice. It's a nice break for people instead of it just talk the entire time. You know, he had an interlude of a video of the kids and, you know, from Ford and showing some things and, you know, but integrated a little bit more audiovisual into his presentation. And it's something that I think that we would benefit from as well, because it can get... It can drag a little bit if it's just us talking, you know. So that might be nice to be able to, you know, again, especially for Commissioner Madore, to be able to integrate some of the audiovisual pieces into that.
What did you think of the teleprompter? It's awkward because they're looking
so
like
he
this.
So he had the, yeah,
like
and it's all personal preference thing. Leavitt uses those little, the fancy, you know, the mirror, little mirror things, and he has one on either side. And
we
so,
couldn't afford those.
No, well, it's CBTV
has
them.
That's what I was told.
No, they have them. CBTV has them, but I've never been a huge fan of that.
It worked good for Obama.
Yeah, well, and it looks good because then you're looking, the camera's up here, and so you don't see them. All you see is someone looking out in multiple directions, so it looks good.
Unless you're in the room, because then you see them, and they're
yeah,
relatively
it's just,
close.
It's personal preference. That's something that...
I always thought those were strategically placed to deflect bullets.
You're like, that's not a very big shield.
Yeah, it must be strategically placed. That's right. They know where that shooter's going to be.
But that's
yeah,
the only
that's
thing
a really
I thought
good
of.
Point, and I think with media being a more important integration into how we communicate as more of the technology improves, I would think so that you don't have a screen way over there and a screen way over there, so that you either look at that and you don't pay attention. It'd be good to have a good sized screen over the speaker area, so that they can you got them both in the same field of view, and that would be really nice.
That places a premium on advanced preparation.
I like that setting. It was a home.
Our room was the perfect size.
It was a good size.
Yeah, it was
the size is good. I mean, it was
perfect size.
It's tough as far as the audio side of it. Yeah, we had a full house.
Yeah,
actually, I had assumed that if I gave them a little time to turn up the microphone, that they would, and apparently they didn't.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't have to do this.
Exactly.
They should have a mic that you can bring it up and it's right there. without having to put it over the, because why put it in mic stand there if you can't use it?
When you have a, and you have the option, and I've used them before, Commissioner Bolt used them. Yeah, wearable
that
ones.
That works really well.
With, you know, tie over the, yeah. They have options for that as well, so you can walk around a little bit. Yeah. You know.
A wireless mic.
Yeah, yeah, they have those
that's
as
so
well.
Much better.
Well, that was the biggest problem we had when we got there. When Johnny and CBTV did the walkthrough, they looked at their system and thought it would be fine. But apparently their system could not accommodate our two audio systems. And actually that mic was turned up as much as it could go, but it was simply they didn't have enough magic stuff to accommodate everything.
That's a fundamental. They never can get, should get themselves in the spot where they can't push the mic hotter than it needs to be. They need to fix that.
Well, I think it will be fixed in a
next
different
year.
Venue.
And that's the question, is like ultimately that becomes one of the baseline questions you ask any venue is, we
and
are going to
is.
Need audio visual, we need the
oh,
mics of this, and then go check it, and then go check it ahead of time as opposed to take their word for it.
Right, this is the second year when the audio system seemed to be an afterthought. Yeah, the last one was like,
yeah. Oh, where the mic kept falling down. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Rest assured, it's not an afterthought. However, it does.
We need
sound
to
like it behooves us to get there early, check it out, or a day early and check it out, or whatever it's
going
to be.
Or before we lock it down with them, go check it out. Because
you
know, you shouldn't have to, because once we pick the site, then it becomes ridiculously difficult to change it. And then if we can't change it and they don't have a system that works, then you're trying to jerry-rig something in to work, and then we've got mics flopping around. So, you know, ultimately we've got... You know, just like before you even lock a site in, you know, say these are our requirements, and we're going to come test them to see whether they work.
Yeah.
With both the audio and anything else. In other words, they had the microphone, and when they first started singing, it was bzzz.
Yeah.
Okay, they really need to be strong in their audio, and they're weak in the audio. They concentrate on a pitcher. They need somebody really strong in audio, and so that you're not pushing it and testing it out at the last minute.
So we will work on that, and actually Johnny said that to Steve from CBTV as they walked out of the building. So we're planning better next year on that.
What was the audio like in the back of the room?
I sat in the back.
I don't know.
I thought it was okay.
There
was that one time of section, I think it was during
the video,
that it kind of fuzzed in.
I don't
know what that was about.
I wanted to start smacking the speaker with the microphone.
You peeked around the back once or twice.
When you turn your head, all of a sudden the microphone was over here. So
right.
That type of microphone had to be on top of it, and yours was real soft.
Yeah.
And you know, it's important that you have that. A good example that they need to fix at the fairgrounds. Mr. Administrator, at the NRA banquet, they didn't use the external speakers, and it was terrible.
Because I've seen it when they've used the. I mean, we've had events there where they've used the big speakers.
That.
Yeah, okay.
And they had trouble keeping the attention of the people.
Yeah, I could see that.
So
they just
audio
couldn't hear it over the gunfire or what? I mean,
couldn't
is that what the problem
over
was?
The gunfire, no. Over my turn after I won.
Well, we chose that location because it's, of course, in Commissioner Mielke's district. It was rural.
Mm-hmm.
It was something beside a more urban kind of setting. Next year, we've already thought maybe we should look at Camas High because they have a good facility. They're very easy to work with.
They do.
Somebody came to from the board of the Square Dance Center was at the center that morning and helped set up chairs at least for a little while. There were 300 chairs set up. Pretty much all those chairs had somebody sitting in them. So Johnny thought there were more people at our event than today's event.
It's hard to tell. It seemed about the same. Just situated different.
The board member said basically he was thrilled that the board had chosen that location.
Uh-huh.
I guess they haven't gotten enough love. And
oh, really?
Yeah, they were very happy.
Yeah, that's good.
They could, you know, any old time. we need to get on the school thing. We, Johnny and I have already talked about it early.
I'm good with it.
If I think
Camas has great facilities for mm-hmm. this. I think it would be, their auditorium is really nice for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And I think the mayor might have just picked up the phone himself. And, well, we've had.
We were there 5 or 6 years ago.
That was Washougal.
That was Washougal High School.
Before I came, but about 3 years ago.
Four.
Yeah, that's where, the Fort Vancouver facility.
That's where Levitt went to high school, so he went back to his high school. In their auditorium. Have a nice
By the way, I thought
right, right, too.
You did a great job.
Done your,
and the staff did a great job pulling that together. It was very nicely done.
Well, the food bank has sent you all a letter of thank you, and we raised 637 pounds of food, $781.
Good.
Wow. The past 2 years, we've raised about 1,000 pounds of food, so it's gone down 300, but our financial contributions more than doubled.
That's yeah. awesome. Uh-huh. That's
so
great.
It's 2,980 meals.
Actually, there's one thing we can do better, and that is like the meetings leading up to it, like our Board of Commissioners meeting,
yeah.
The one or two ahead of that, mm-hmm. actually two of them, we should have all the specifics, be able to advertise it, say when, where, bring food.
A little more marketing on yeah. our end of it to get.
Because yeah. it was kind of a last-minute announcement to the community.
That's the most expensive part of it. We did put an ad, one ad in the Columbian, black and white.
How about the Reflector? Do we do anything in the Reflector?
Two ads in the Reflector.
That's good. Okay.
The Reflector gave us a little freebie reminder of Marcus releases. The Columbian did not. But I think, you know, Johnny looked at the insert that the city does and all that they
But
have
you should be thinking about, like, Facebook ad or something like that for, yeah. for your... I mean, use what you know and, you're, yeah. and you have lots of people who follow on, you on Facebook yeah. using the social media that we have and... Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, if you can provide us the artwork so that we can post it, have some graphics to post it, it would be great.
Yeah.
Terrific.
So if you want video, if you want images, we need to start planning.
Okay. So tune me in, we'll brainstorm.
Before Christmas.
You're assuming a lot.
Seriously.
I know, he kind of is, exactly.
You're assuming a lot.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly.
the next chair might not want to do it that way.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to tag on to what Commissioner Medora said, because for whatever reason, I wasn't real involved with the State of the County this year, at least as I have been in the last 2 years, and I just kind of... I mean, I saw Holly working like crazy, and Johnny and Jeff on my... Mm-hmm. Everybody else for, month or whatever, but I just kind of showed up with, I had my student that was shadowing, and we mm-hmm. sat back, and I thought it was pulled off very well. I thought you guys mm-hmm. did a really good job.
Yeah, overall, I got a lot of kudos for kind of how Commissioner Mokey set up and had all three, and that we did a little bit of the awards, and I mean, it came off good. It's just, there's always something we can work on.
Were we too long?
I didn't think so.
What was the total number of minutes for all three of us together?
I don't know for each of you, but we were over by 20 minutes. But if you add up all six of the people who spoke.
Yeah, that's probably 20
one
minutes.
One in particular.
No doubt.
She was definitely taking her opportunity. Yeah.
Just like your face back there was like.
I was waiting. In my head, I was literally thinking, this is like where the Oscars, where they have the music playing.
I knew it was in trouble when she was wrestling the mic.
Oh, man, she took it. There was no... Yeah.
Actually, with Toastmasters, they actually have somebody at the front row, and they have this little thing here. They get their attention. Green, yellow, red. And because otherwise, we end up with very passionate people going on for 10 minutes when they got one.
Yeah. I got a feeling that sweet lady wasn't giving up the mic.
You could green, yellow, red her all day long, and she'd just be
the other
blazing
thing we
right
did
through.
There, I thought we duplicated somewhat of the awards. Mm. You did on a specific basis. I did on a broad thing for the same award. So that needed to be looked at.
And I'll say, speak up also, that because you were the chair, even though I kind of gave away the awards last week or last time, I was looking to see that you would get more of the limelight, be able to give away things and all. And I feel like you did a great job, but you got the limelight last year and this year, kind of like maybe it's natural talent. But I thought this guy was going to get a little more than that.
Actually, he's leaving. He just
thought. Yeah, oh, yeah. He's sticking me with it. Yeah. You think of it as limelight, he thinks of it as offloading. No, but it's a fair thing as far as figuring out the the order of it. And it's up to the chair to figure that out, and you'll have the con and figure out, you know, how you want to split that up. And Commissioner Mielke is, you know, he did it the last time too. He, you know, he deals with it a little differently than others might, and he spreads the wealth more. Yeah. Just because that's, and I don't know, I'm speaking for you, but
yeah,
it seems like
you're strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned that there too. I know it's fun to make light of it.
Yeah.
That we have just deep discussions here, and in the end, we really believe that the county and the citizens come up with a better deal on that. I think it's really important to put that out there. Mm-hmm. We don't always agree. We're all different. We all have different views. And it's neat to let people know that we know that as well as them.
Right.
You know,
fair enough.
So.
And they know it.
But yeah, but it's something to think about as far as how you set up and how you want to, you know, how you want to do yours. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I hope to bring in a little bit more staff. Let them have a little more voice in the next one.
Cool.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. And obviously, if you have additional thoughts on the matter, just provide them, and we'll roll them in.
I do. I'm looking forward to sitting in the audience and clapping and listening to these gentlemen speak. So.
A little raspberry there.
Okay.
All right. Next item. As you all know, we have an interim public works director named Heath Henderson. Mr. Fit. He was appointed on the 18th of December, and prior to making that appointment, the board agreed that at about the 90-day point, we needed to have a discussion about a longer-term solution to the director position there, and 17th of this month is 90 days, so I figured today would be a good day to talk about that. In one-on-ones this week, Commissioner Stewart had a couple of good ideas, and he wanted an assessment of the market. Like, is there a huge demand for public works directors at the moment? And so I went to the American Public Works Association website, and I looked at job availability, and there aren't an enormous number of openings, but there are what I would say plentiful opportunities for people in his field. Pretty much every city has someone that handles this kind of work, and we are the biggest. We have more roads in this community than any of the cities.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more responsible position. We have sewer. We have parks, transportation planning and design and construction. So in this region, at least on this side of the river, this is probably the choice public works job. And so that's what I know about the market. Now, as far as the process goes, I don't know what the board's druthers are in that regard. I think we talked previously about the 90-day test drive, and that if we believed that Heath was doing a fine job, that we could consider making him the permanent director without a process. I don't disagree with that, but I'd like to suggest that I do a 360-degree tour where I go to Scott Sawyer in Battleground, Brian Carlson at the city, and do interviews of folks. Just ask them questions. You know, what do you know about Heath? You get along with Heath. Heath a good candidate for the position. Do that internally in the county, and then go down into public works and interview division managers, and then pull all that together and bring it to the board, and just say, here's what I found.
Kind of an evaluation based on.
Yeah. Because, you know, those are the folks that he, and it would be Oliver and Marty and Don Benton, because of the interrelationships inside the county. And I think that we could be assured and confident based on the results of that process to make a full-time offer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary, and I'll tell you why. Heath has been here for over 12 years. Mm-hmm. He has gone through a 90-day plus period of adapting. Mm-hmm. He has done an extraordinary job for us. He's made himself more than available. Mm-hmm. We're we're not going to go out and advertise. We have that qualified person here, and we had in the other five or six positions. And I would like to recommend that we make the appointment.
And the only thing I would say is, I agree with everything that you just said. I think he is doing an extraordinary job from the place where we sit and how we see him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe, based on what I've heard in talking with others, that others would say the same. But to actually ask them and just get that confirmation from those who are working directly with him on a day-to-day basis or and our peers in his field locally, to get that confirmation, I think would be very valuable, not just for us to be able to say, look, it's not just us who believes he's doing great work. It is the people who are working with him day in, day out that say, we are lucky to have this guy. I think there would be that would be very good confirmation for us. My expectation would be that that is what we will hear.
Yeah, and you've got to back up a little bit and say, where did he come from? He was the manager of the engineering department.
Yes.
Been in for 12 years. For 12 years, you've been evaluated every year by Bill Barron. And I would think if we went back and looked at those, every one of them would be excellent.
But not in this position, right?
I don't want to get into a popularity contest. And that's what I think that would be there, because those people there don't see see it from where we come from, and that the task that we have given him, the task that he has accomplished, his transparency and stuff back to us. He answers to us and does the things that the board asked.
Well, he answers to Mark and then ultimately to us. But I just know I know that it. We are politicians. We are policymakers. So if we are the only ones making the decision, it's not that it would be a popularity contest, it would be a political contest, is how it would be perceived. I know that that's not how we work.
Sorry,
trust me.
I'm not politically correct.
I know you're not.
Your job done.
Trust me. I get it, and that's not how we work. Yeah. But to get confirmation from the professionals that are working with him, I do not believe it would be a popularity contest. I believe that they would say, based on their professional credentials and his professional credentials, that they would see his work in a light that would be different than ours, but that would be valuable to bolster our opinion of Heath. I am not concerned about it going poorly, I guess.
Well, I'm just saying we have 12 years of evaluation.
Maybe offer a slight twist on both of those things, and that is that I think all three of us have very good confidence in Heath. Pete, who has invested years in Heath, has done very well. I don't think any of us have any reservations at all. He is, in my book, stellar. But you are the administrator, and whatever process you think that you would ought to follow in order to gain confidence, to bring confirmation, to bring assessment, expand the horizons, be able to take a snapshot of the bigger picture, I certainly would respect that.
Well, and I like that. Well, and our role is advice and consent on department head stuff, right? And so I agree with the advice that he is doing a great job and should continue forward as advice to our administrator. And if our administrator says, hey, maybe we do a little bit more of a look to confirm, however that the administrator does that, but I think our advice, I think we're all on the same page with that.
Well, I go back, and before we made him interim, we went back and said, Pete, give me the top three people in your department. And he was highly recommended at the very, very top by his boss, who had been evaluating him for 12 years,
along with
Bill Barron.
But we still made him an interim, right? We didn't make him a permanent at that time, so there's got to be some transition from interim to permanent.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. I mean, that's why I think this is even coming up.
He hadn't screwed up in 90 days.
and during whatever process,
you can waltz it, dance it all you want.
Pardon me?
I don't think it's necessary. But
I think none of us think it's necessary. We have great confidence in him, but we also respect however process you feel like is appropriate to go through.
It's a crucial job, and
it was crucial. I mean, he wasn't qualified; he wouldn't be there today.
And I don't disagree with that. I just think that,
tell us what you really think, Tom.
Yeah, man,
that some process is
due. Funny outside, and that's exactly what I see.
Plus, it'll give me an opportunity to reach out to some folks in the community and renew some relationships and, mm-hmm. and you know, just show that that we're well-intentioned. And Heath remains in the position while I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And I will complete the process as quickly as I can.
So is he? He got a raise from his old position.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah. Did he get into the pay scale of that director's position?
Yes, he's at the very low end
of M1 or M2.
M1.
So how much more was that from where he was?
It was like 5%.
I don't want to do just 5%.
Right. No, if he's offered it, and I'm sure he'll accept the position because he loves what he's doing, that we will reflect that in his compensation.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a big step from where he was. And so it's not just a 5% bump.
Right.
And we found out, looking back, we may have made this mistake in the past from what we had today. So the evaluation, I appreciate that he's not at the, like you said earlier, somewhere between halfway and whatnot, yeah. And that way he has room to grow, and yet still a good fair wage.
Yeah,
that's the kind of economic development manager. You're already itching. Yeah. He's throwing money. Axel's down there trying to throw the economic development manager at you right now. All right, well, you're feeling generous.
Yes, sir. I'm so glad we're on this main conversation.
Yeah, I think Commissioner Medora is coming.
Are you on your 1.4?
Yeah. Well, we have one. Yeah.
It's moving the agenda.
Moving right along.
Yeah, so none of this is basically to recognize him for his professionalism and be able to whatever give you more reference points. But I'm aware also that he's not only serving as a public works director, but he's also serving as the county engineer,
correct.
As a professional engineer.
Yep.
And that's a great combination.
Yeah. Yeah. Necessary.
And not only that, but so much of public works is funded by grants, and that's one of his strengths that he's had for years there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's got a great, he and his team are
Pete Cadello was also our
right.
county engineer.
Right. Before Pete came here, we had a public works director and a county engineer.
Yeah.
And then
so we've been fortunate to be able to do this.
Yeah,
so
Pete merged those.
Yeah, keep that in mind with whoever's underneath Heath at this time. That
as far as the bench strength and all.
Heath has a bunch of career progression issues facing him. Steve Schulte departing, Bill Wright departing.
And those were considered. Those were all considered.
Yep. And then he has to replace himself if he becomes the permanent director. Yeah. So okay.
So on bottom line, then I give Heath an A plus and his team an A plus. They're doing
fabulous. It doesn't matter what you think. We're going to do a survey.
Whatever. It does matter.
That's just one man's opinion.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to do a survey anyway. I don't care what you think.
Okay. Well, thank you for the leeway to do what I think is appropriate. I appreciate that. Okay. Turning the ball over to Axel.
I'll give a comment on Heath. He makes me look bad in the gym, and I don't. So that's.
You don't like it? Yeah, I get it.
He makes us all look bad.
Yeah, seriously.
Economic development manager position. I have not had the time to narrow it, so it's the same description you looked at last week. The description is hearty because it includes both the railroad coordinator, manager, economic development, whatever that position is really called, corridor employment person, and Kelly's old position. So it's got the duties. That's why it's four pages long. It's got the duties of both, because that's what he asked me to do, combine them both.
Yeah.
How's it going to get pared down?
Let's start.
I know one way to get pared down.
When we put a job description together, so that's actually in the format that it would go out. I just worked with Judy Alexander to pull out the duplicate stuff. There's a lot of duplicate stuff in there.
Let me tell you the things I was concerned about. And you tried to cover everything explicitly.
Yes.
And you could put us into a corner to where we have no one qualified to ever take this job if he was to ever go, or if we were to advertise for that job, because it's narrowed down to such high qualifications, I don't think anybody exists with all the disability. So in the concept, a lot of it is understood, but I think that we should make it easy on ourselves. And I started going through and refining some of it to where it wasn't so highly qualified person, because we couldn't afford to pay a person with all of this. He'd be making more than McCulley.
Well, I will say this.
Say it isn't so.
No, I will say that now that I've actually been, now that I'm starting to look at jobs, what I will say is that in looking at some of these, you know, postings online, a lot of them have like this laundry list of things that you never can have, that you'll never have all of them.
Yeah.
But you put in your application anyway, and the expectation is that, okay, you're probably not going to have all of these, but we're looking for someone who has the best mix of them. And so even if you have a list that you say, gosh, I don't know how there'd be anyone that could have all these things. First of all, people find a way to kind of twist what they have and what they know in to fit all of them. And secondly, at least what I've seen so far is that, you know, people don't expect that you have every one of the qualifications at the same level that they put out. You just talk about how your experiences fit that. So I wouldn't be too concerned, I guess, about that. Just from a job seeker's perspective, I think we'll still get a bunch of people.
And part of this is admittedly and openly tricky because we already have a railroad employment coordinator. Blah, well, I don't know what that title is, but we already have that position filled. So part of this is a board decision that needs to be made as to whether this will be an internal fill, a transfer of one person to this job, or if we're going to open it just internally for candidates, or if we're going to do an external search. But by combining those railroad duties and the railroad coordinator duties with the economic development manager position, we have to address that. We have somebody currently in that role. So we're going to do a transfer of Mr. Swanson, or we're going to open it internally and he'll apply for that position, or we'll open it externally and the position will be something different. We have to address that in some way.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to pare it down because this is, in my eyes, what we need is, this person is not to work with the legislature. This person is not to work with graduating more people in 12 years to be able to be skilled with workforce development kind of things, to be able to have long-term strategic kinds of effort. Instead, this is to be a relationships builder person. This is the hands on the job. It's face to face, eyeball to eyeball. This is a champion for local businesses, more tactical rather than long term strategic kind of that legislative stuff.
Like a salesman.
Well, like marketing. And yeah, a little bit more like not salesman, because you're not trying to sell something. Well, in a way, you're trying to market Clark County, and you're becoming a friend of entrepreneurs and businesses that are considering here and that are maybe here, and they're trying to navigate through the process.
Yes.
Let me help you navigate through this process.
Right.
Hands on.
I'm 100% sure it says that stuff in there.
In addition to that.
It does, but I think you can boil that down into, instead of having, and I think what I'm, and I agree with this, is that instead of having the laundry list, you can be more thematic about, you know, the themes that they're working to accomplish and the abilities that you seek within that. And then same thing with this is, I mean, there's a theme to what you're saying as far as what we're looking for, and you don't have to itemize out every little thing within that. It's just those are the general duties.
Don't make a list. I'll just give you my copy, too.
Just cross out what you want me to take out of there.
Well, what is this, week three?
It says the same thing in one paragraph.
Gave us a notice on like February 10th. So.
Yeah, so we're just
we got made. We're good. Yeah.
Rather than qualifications, what we're really trying, and you titled it right, the job, what we're really trying to do is say, focus, boy, this is what you're going to do. Because you could have somebody go through this and be spending all their time on far future stuff and not be of any earthly good in the meantime.
Right. Yeah,
and,
I agree.
We want to make sure their hands.
I'm gonna use something you've told me many times. Let's not go down that trail of what could happen. Because I've told you guys about this before. This combines two jobs that already exist in the county, and this person is going to be hired and fired by you. So they're going to do whatever you tell them to do.
Not me, McCullen.
Well, bottom line
after,
is...
After we take a toll.
They'll do whatever you tell them.
Actually, the way I'm seeing this, this is Well, I was going to say fertilizer for us. This is the catalyst.
He cracks himself up.
I love it.
Fertilizer.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Fertile ground is probably better. You've got a lot of good ingredients here that will that have really served to me as things I can draw from and say, no, no, not that, but this helps me to focus so that this person can focus. We know what they're going to do. They're going to be practical, honest, get roll up your sleeves and get the job done. Help to businesses, advertising, work with PIO, marketing, our own messaging. What are we going to do for when it comes to getting the word out for Clark County and doing it in the near term?
And the only thing I would add to that, because you had mentioned, you know, this is not a person to be working with the legislature and all that, and I agree.
Yeah.
Who they do need to be working with, though, is our partners locally, economic development agencies, cities, and otherwise, because we are, you know, this is someone who has to be working with businesses and prospective businesses for Clark County, and specifically unincorporated Clark County, since that's our bailiwick. But there are partners that will know about recruitments that we won't, and so we've got to have someone
exactly.
that's tight with those partners to be able to say, look, you know, who are you talking to? Yeah, we have some space here. We'd like to talk with them and be interacting well with those organizations so that we are not, so that we're not all fighting one another, right? You know, because we don't want Camas in Vancouver and Clark County all fighting and bidding in a bidding war for the same business that ultimately, if we're working together, we could just get it done and get on to the next.
And yes, the welcoming person, if we got people that are interested in this area, to be able to meet with them, help
right.
them, be able to almost to work with the commercial brokers, be able to
yeah.
really be a practical help.
Yes.
And yes, because these other entities, Chamber of Commerce, CRUDC,
yep. sure.
The ports, they yeah. have people that contact them.
Exactly.
And we're not really cashing in on that
relationship
totally building, that opportunity.
Totally
and you're
agree.
Right. So to that degree. But we also don't want to duplicate what they're doing.
And that's the other piece of it,
yeah.
absolutely, is knowing, because if we're not interacting well with them, we might be duplicating work where, wait a minute, you're out doing that. Well, you do that. I'm doing this. I got, you know, you while you're doing that, I could be working with a business owner that's trying to get through the permitting
mm-hmm.
process, so I'm on it.
Yeah.
So you guys want me to make it more general, but you're getting really specific.
Well, actually,
I was thinking the same thing.
So I think
we'll go page 4 and 5.
You've done your part in my book. So what I'll do is I'll pull together my
yep.
own little version and throw it back into the group in here and say, here's what I can envision them to do. It.
I'm about halfway through my
And we'll talk about it again next week.
More to come.
Yeah.
but I did bring
he
up
says that.
That.
He's going to get about 100 other things.
I want to reiterate to the board, though, that over the course of this week, think about what.
What's the ETA? For you doing that and getting it back to them.
Next week.
Axel's going to keep harassing you, basically, until...
Okay.
Yeah,
Anna will make sure I get it done by four.
That's why I was looking at her. Why do you think I was looking at Anna?
You don't have it on this list, but it's still one of the positions that's somewhat combined
the
with
policy
this.
The policy one?
And the analyst.
Yeah.
I did some research on that, and I found out that's that the state and the other people have several different types of analysts. They have physical analysts, and they have a project analyst, and they have research analysts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's four categories. All four categories in a research analyst position is between 41 and 79,000. And in the physical analyst, from the associate all the way up to the senior, is 44 to 83.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking for those.
Cool. Good.
So when we get ready to put this together, we need to decide what we're really looking for.
Well, and I just handed you guys our that is our lowest level policy assistant position in our system. So it's a policy assistant.
Today we have a policy assistant,
a senior
and a
policy
senior.
Assistant, and then a senior
policy
analyst. I put the pay scales on the back, very back page for you to look at. So that position that you're looking at starts in the ballpark of what you were talking about, Commissioner.
So we're
starts about 58,000. But again, I want to reiterate, over this week, think about if you want the railroad employment corridor duties in that economic development manager job description, we have a decision to make because we have an employee filling that position.
I think it needs to be combined.
That, I agree.
Okay. So we, you know, but
that's just one area of economic development for us.
You know? And when it comes to this position, Tom, you have the freedom to define that any way you want to. It's okay with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm good with that. I mean, it's necessary. Whether I'm here or not, it's going to be. It is so necessary, and we ask.
But we need it for our helping us.
We have to have it. That I totally agree, because we're going to burn him out, and ultimately, we don't have the luxury of having fiscal analysts and research analysts and project analysts. So. We just have him. So yeah, I mean, for all that, so we need help. That's what I'm saying. He is all those things. It's just we need help for that.
Good.
Okay, so look that over as well this week, and then hopefully next week we'll make a decision on that.
And we can pull the trigger.
And so I'll hand that back because it's your baby.
Yeah, this is existing.
Dream.
Okay, I'll bring back more stuff. Okay.
So it really has to do with, is it going to be a 10% right? Axel?
What's that?
10% Axel?
Vacancy review.
Do you have any commissioner reports?
That was part of mine. That's part of mine.
Oh, okay.
I've been missing my phone call. I've got one more phone call to talk with Shane Gardner.
I think Lene gave you a message from Shane. Where
I didn't have a head pat. I got it after I got
he
back.
He says he can't handle that job. And here's an email from Joe Walsh, the guy that used to do the job.
Which job are we talking about?
This is the gang task force.
Oh, yeah. This is over.
Yeah. Yeah, the bottom portion where he's talking to Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Okay.
He talks about the importance of getting on the gang problem early, that if you don't, it spreads to smaller cities.
Okay.
Last but not least, I would contend that cities cannot adequately deal with the problem alone, because research has shown the problem that has to be addressed comprehensively by multiple organizations.
And this was primarily grant-funded, or remind me?
It started off as a grant.
25%.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Evergreen School District funds 12.5%, Vancouver School District 12.5%, City of Vancouver 25%, and Mental Health Millage 50%.
Got it. Okay.
That's
so it's partner money.
But it's partner money for the problems in Vancouver.
And we have a lot of problems in Orchards and Taisel, though, too, man. We got a lot of problems there.
Yeah. Well, that's my conversation.
Okay.
So I'll get back with more of that.
Are there two votes to approve this, or are we going
to
delay?
I think we need to, man. This is important.
When's he leaving?
He's gone.
He's gone.
His email, he says City of Gresham at the bottom of it.
He's gone. I'm a liaison at the youth house over there, and I've talked to them and Dee Dee about this. It is important.
He went over there just to brief them on our plan, and they offered him a job on the spot.
Wow.
What are you supposed to do it this way? That rather than wait till next Wednesday to make a decision, as soon as you get, if you get comfortable on this thing and think yes, it's a green light, then we're all in unity and green light, okay?
I want to personally talk to him. I talked to Vanessa today.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to Shane.
Okay. No, that's good. And so when you talk to Shane, give me a thumbs up, and then we'll go.
If I talk to the two of them.
That sounds great.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to cover everything I had.
Steve? Anything else? Nope. I guess there is one thing. The last ledge steering was this past week. They should be signing die here soon. So we'll get, I would assume we'll get a rundown from Mike Burgess, but I'll tell you at the last ledge steering, it was like a wake. I mean, the counties are getting their teeth kicked in. And a lot of times our best help is King County because they're the big hitter. You know, they're the big county, and they have a lot of legislators in King County. So a lot of times our county family benefits from King County, but I forget her name. Shoot. King County Council member who's the co-chair of ledge steering, and why am I spacing on her name?
Okay.
Anyway, she was saying that King County is at odds right now with their own legislators, and that they are, so they're at war a little bit. And so because of that, we don't have as much backing with the Democratic-controlled House and with the governor's office that we usually do with King County.
And the Senate's trying to hold the line for us on a few things, but it's rough up there. So it's we'll get a full update on that. But integration's one of them. Marijuana and revenues and taking liquor tax revenues and trying to replace it with marijuana.
I think there's
several things that they're doing that are messing with
us. There was one bill that Ann Rivers had that was controversial because it was so little. It was to give the county 0.18% of 1% of the 75% tax that they're going to
pay.
And I understand the people that support the concept voted against it because they didn't want to settle for something less than what they're entitled to.
Yeah, and the last I heard when we were up there was that it was more than likely that there will be no local distribution of those funds this year because they are speculative.
Like,
that it probably won't pass because they don't know how much to give or not give and how much they can keep, and so they're going to kind of wait.
Did all the marijuana bills die?
No, there are several that are still alive as of last time I checked, which was yesterday. But yeah, they have fiscal notes on them.
They'll stay alive.
That they just don't know how much money is going to come in, and so they're all trying to, you know, they're trying to put it in the bank account before they know how much is coming in, and so that's why they probably either they'll die or they'll just get held onto by the state, and then we'll have to come back and beg for money from them for the actual services we need to, you know, deal with all of this stuff. So it has not been a great session for several key pieces of legislation for WASAC, but we'll get a full rundown from Burgess when it comes down. Plus, we'll get the full rundown from WASAC. They'll give us the list of here's how things ended up, and we'll make sure we all get that.
I saw something. There's something about WASAC has got their final meeting.
No, it's a retreat in May. Is that the one you're thinking of?
That's the one I gave you.
Yeah, yeah.
May
20th. Yeah, exactly. And I talked to Linnea about that.
Him to go.
No, exactly. Yeah, and I told Linnea that.
You might not be here, and he only has one reservation so far.
Yeah, well, and if I, exactly. Okay. Whether I am or not, David, you should definitely, because that retreat helps. It really is a great, they'll talk about what had happened, but they'll also start getting into what are the things we need to be doing in the interim with our legislators in our area to get prepared for the next session,
yep.
So that we can, you know, do as well as we can.
That'd be a good introduction to him too.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a great introduction.
Board folder. Is that in
May? I think it's in Lake Chelan.
It's third week in May, and dude, it's a great time of year there too. That's excellent. Yeah, I know. I hope I'm still so I can go to that. Yeah. Hold on. That's Board of Directors. Legislature. Yes, that's it. And Tom will be gone because he's on the Board of Directors, so you'll be there for the...
A whole lot going on. I'm thinking...
She may not go to the board.
Conference Thursday with him.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
The one that David should go to?
The one that starred right there.
This one here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think Linnea's already working on the lodging. I don't know.
Talking
about it. That's a long drive.
That's a...
It is,
for one day. If you're there for several, it's...
Yeah,
it'd be a lot of fun. It'd be a great
call.
You'll sit
around on
the lake. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Sit around on the lake up there.
Yep.
Thank you.
And they usually have, like, you know, they'll have, you know, one of the nights, there'll be a dinner that, you know, you can bring Donna to, and, you know, it's a good thing.
Anything else?
No, sir.
You got anything?
Nope.
One last thing. Oregonian up for renewal. Do you want to...
Do the Oregonian?
Yeah,
we don't need the Oregonian.
You mean for what is it?
It's a subscription.
Yeah.
We get it daily, and I don't ever look at it.
How much is it?
$270
for the year, or
that is good.
Yeah, I think 8 weeks is $24.96. So
that's cheaper than the Columbian.
And it's thicker too. More content.
Better comics.
A lot more stuff in it too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
More content.
I know they have more than 4 pages of comics.
That's how he rates the success of newspapers.
Yeah, I'm a real deep guy. So, scrub it. Did anybody read it?
David was saying it was okay.
That's the question.
I don't read it.
I don't need it.
I look at it online.
I can't show every time someone walks in the front office and sees him writing the newspaper.
Okay, well, if you don't need it.
Okay.
Great. Good deal, but we don't need it.
Okay. Great. All right. That's all I had.
All right.
That's just the latest round of...
More paper from Axel?
That's the...
I thought you were done.
No, those are the comments I've been getting and collecting.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want the ones off my computer I got?
Yes,
I
know
we were doing a survey.
Anna, I expect it's Anna. Commissioner Medora has been helping me get the ones that have been sent to them. But give me the ones that come to you, because obviously I don't get all of them if they come to you.
Yeah, the ones I got was... I didn't know it was a survey. Read it in the club.
Yeah, that one's included
in
there.
Right.
And you noticed the one we got that said that was from that guy, Steven, he doesn't work for us. He works for the prosecuting attorney, so our policy wouldn't even affect them. So I don't, and he's already behind glass, so I don't know. He's not.
I got a lot of them.
He's in child support.
Emails and voicemails to me about this survey, and I've talked to Tyler a little bit about it, and I've called those people back, emailed a lot of people back saying, we didn't do a survey. If you have strong thoughts on this, please send it to me.
Just tell them there was no survey. There was no survey. Oh, it's the Colombian again.
Actually, all in all, outside of taking some shots, it was probably good because it did.
Yeah, then we got more people.
We got more people.
Yeah, talking about it. Well,
yeah, and we have Aaron Nolan coming over to sit down with Axel and me and Chris Warren and Francine Rice to share
insight.
The research that she did on concealed carry elsewhere in the country, just so we can be informed by her experience.
How many employees do we have?
What's that?
1,600.
Did we ask what WASAC has?
I think Commissioner Stewart, you were going to query...
I did. I talked to Eric Johnson. I actually talked to a few of the commissioners individually when we were at Ledge Steering. I was sitting next to Skamania and Lewis on one on one. I had Lee on one side, and I had Doug from Skamania on the other side. Doug didn't know if they had a policy or not. Lee said their policy is that they do not allow their employees to carry, which I thought was it. It's Lewis. I mean, it's Lewis County, for gosh sakes. So he didn't know if they had a policy. I talked to Eric Johnson at the meeting. We talked about what the question was that we were trying to answer. He emailed me on Monday with the question, said, I'm going to put this out to all the counties. Are you good with this question? And the question was very straightforward about, do you have a policy with regarding whether, and I forget the exact words, but asking the question of, do you allow people with valid concealed carry permits to carry the weapons for those employees to carry them in your public service buildings or, as part of their employment. Do you have a policy about that? And either way. So he asked the question to all of the counties. He put it out on Tuesday, so I would expect we'll get something back by next week.
So I assume their answer is going to come in the format of, if they have a policy, here's our policy.
Yes,
so we can
exactly.
Look at all the policies.
So let me tell you the corker.
Okay.
Majority of them are in the courthouse. Majority of the county offices are in the courthouse.
Oh.
Courthouse you cannot have.
For small county, that's
okay.
That's a good point.
Spokane.
That's a good
Perfect.
Point.
Yep.
So if they're not in the courthouse.
That was my conversation with Spokane.
So
we used to have a bunch of county offices in there, assessor, treasurer, and so on.
Right.
So of those that are not in the courthouse,
right.
Send us a copy of your policy if you have one.
Well, they won't. I don't know that they will send. They're just going to answer the question: do we have a policy, and what does it say? And then if they have a policy, then it would be up to us to then get that. We didn't ask them to, because they may not have the policy electronically or otherwise, so I wanted to get the answer to you guys as quick as possible, and that is to just do they have a policy, and what does that policy say? And we will get that back from hopefully every county.
Yeah.
And then Axel will call me.
I asked Commissioner Stewart. I mean, Axel will figure out which ones have a courthouse and which ones don't.
So if we don't allow that, Axel will probably want to sell that gun back to you.
Probably. Sorry. No take backs. Yeah.
Anything else?
Were we going to do a shootout? No, just kidding.
No, I told you about that. I told you about that new shop up here that has
training
courses.
He was a Marine,
courses.
Though, so he may be able
to. So we're going to offer training up here. They got a new place up here on 4th Plain.
The new store.
It's a super deal, yeah.
I said that I could outshoot Commissioner Stewart with my glasses off. I'll stick with that.
He didn't know you were smart.
With a shotgun from 5 feet.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, are we adjourned?
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.